Thank you so much. I must first apologize to those of you hoping to see Dr. Saar this morning, but in his unfortunate absence, excuse me, it's my pleasure to present Plan's experience in Senegal with the task shifting. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Plan, we are an international NGO dedicated to child-centered community development, working throughout 48 program countries. Excuse me. I'm just going to focus the lens a little bit onto Senegal this afternoon, as I said, speaking on successful task shifting through the implementation of community-based IMCI, which is Integrated Management of Childhood Illness, a strategy for training communities to prevent prevent and deal with the five leading causes of child death, those being malaria, acute respiratory illness, diarrheal disease, vaccine-preventable diseases, and malnutrition. Okay, just as a brief introduction, community-based IMCI first came into place in Senegal in response to the high infant and child mortality rates, which of course are no exception to the trends in sub-Saharan Africa. In Senegal specifically, the under five mortality rate is 115 deaths per 1,000 live births, which puts it in the top five globally. In the rural areas of Senegal, however, this statistic climbs to 165 child deaths per 1,000. Exacerbating the situation is that 65% of these deaths are occurring at home without any contact with the outside health system, more specifically the formal health system in Senegal, which, as in many developing countries, is weak. Community-based IMCI, while programs were in place for this, had no significant effect on the coverage levels of preventive programs, nor the morbidity and mortality of these children under five. And of course, as I mentioned, the formal health system is in fact weak. And so at the rural levels, which we're dealing with, many of the community members tend to go to the lower level, what we call health huts, which are outside the formal health system and are run by community health workers. Personnel in these health huts are characterized by sort of a lack of training, lack of supervision, motivation, the data to design and implement programs, and also effective referral linkages. And of course, tackling these difficulties through the formal health system is difficult. And so that gap exists between the health posts, the lowest level of the formal health system, and the community, those health huts to which I referred. Head nurses, which are the lead individuals at the health post, are unable to fill this role. They only spend about 10% of their time working at the community level. As you might expect, there's a consequent absence, or at least weakness, in these elements that we consider important to community-based IMCI, those being, as you see here, partnership between health structures and communities, care, and adequate and accessible information by community health services, and the promotion of integrated best family practices for child health. So in response to this situation, Plan Senegal and its five program units implemented a program in a consortium with a few other NGOs of the community health program, a project to introduce the role of the community health educator, this person being an individual with at least 10 years of education and experience in community development. Excuse me, and as you can see here, the number of beneficiaries, or rather participants in the program, directly or indirectly, was about 80% of the total population across these five regions, or 27 health districts. Just briefly, as you can see, the objectives of the program were really targeting not only the management of the community-level health service delivery areas, but also health outcomes, getting down to, yes, perhaps these health huts are being managed increasingly better with the community health educator, but what difference is this making in the life of the children? I'll give you a chance to just look at this briefly. So as the community health educator enters a community, their first objective is to negotiate a package of services within the community, taking into account various stakeholders, including community-based organizations, community leaders, and also the health district, linking these to the formal health system. HTHE is responsible for the management of multiple health huts and linking these health huts with the formal health system, the health posts. Some specific duties here include baseline census and monthly updating, promoting uptake of services, promoting quality through supervision of stakeholders, and improving reporting, not only the collection, but the dissemination and use of data. In essence, the jobs of the CHE are training, supervision, monitoring, mentoring, and getting out into the community, which I will discuss in just a moment. Each CHE does receive a monthly stipend that's about one quarter to one third of that of the head nurse at the health post. Currently, that funding is coming from plan, but increasingly it's being transferred to the local governments for that sustainability. Expounding a bit on the role of the community health educator, you can see here, as I said, they serve as that link, the conduit between the government health facilities and the communities. They're there to strengthen the efficiency of community health workers, those active at the health huts, the information, education, and communication, relays, those providing health education, advocacy messages, et cetera, community health committees, and also community-based organizations. The CHE is also sets out to be present at the household level in order to systematize and strengthen the family practices in favor of child health. And lastly, support the integration of community health interventions into other sectors of development, more specifically education, agriculture, water and sanitation. So what are we seeing with the introduction of the community health educator? What are the changes going on at the community level? Well, qualitatively, we've seen some substantial impacts in terms of community health management processes. Communities are reporting enhanced common understanding of objectives and strategies and greater ownership and buy-in of these interventions at the community level. And also, we are seeing the emergence of community teams, committees, in the monitoring and evaluation of CIMCI. Also, in terms of service delivery, we're seeing improved drugs logistics management. So that's involving anti-malarials, immunization supplies, et cetera, and reduced distance between the formal health system and the community healthcare system. Perhaps most visibly, this is represented by strengthened referral linkages up to the formal health system. We've also seen enhanced social cohesion, solidarity between the group actors that I've mentioned before, CBOs, community leaders, and the health districts. And improved relevance and completeness of the data that they're reporting and use of these in the planning and monitoring of the CIMCI interventions. Quantitatively, we've seen the volume of outputs delivered in the community, those being, as I said, provision of drugs, insecticide-treated bed nets, immunization supplies, and so on. They've doubled in nearly 9 out of 10 communities since the initiation of the program in 2006. Moreover, access has increased substantially. The distance that individuals have to travel to access health services or preventative treatment has halved to about 5 kilometers now in rural areas. And use and coverage of the services have more than doubled compared to these areas without the CHUs present. At Plan, we always like to back up the numbers with a community face. So you can see here, president of one of our rural councils says, action by health educators improve the cleanliness of villages. All children are vaccinated, severe cases of malaria have fallen, and we are more involved in managing our own health. Also, with the support and facilitation of community health educators, we gain life skills that we use in our homes every day to improve the health of our children and other family members. So briefly, I do want to mention, before I conclude, that no achievements are without challenges, right? So a few of the things that we've discovered that surely some of you have as well is that any intervention involving community ownership and buy-in and mobilization of community resources takes time. So we were slow to see those results. The ones that we've seen have been since 2006. That's chiefly a problem. And also retention of not only CHEs, but the volunteer workers at the lower levels within the health huts has been difficult. But moving on, in conclusion, we have discovered a few things that could be, I guess, also construed as recommendations. First, the CHE, or similarly qualified resource, perhaps with any other name, should be used to link government health facilities to the community and connect the various points or components of CIMCI. Of course, employing a multi-sectoral platform can lead to greater coverage and impact of the CHE strategy, certainly as we've seen in education, agriculture, water sanitation, and hygiene, especially. CHEs, of course, can also provide an appropriate avenue for the delivery of advocacy messages. These messages, as it says here, facilitate the mobilization of many sources, material, financial, and human. It's fantastic to see this role not only moving in the downward motion, as we've seen, in getting to the community, but also in bringing these advocacy messages up to the health posts and up to high-level health centers, all the way up to the national level, to be mobilizing resources and action, policy, et cetera. And lastly, CHEs should maintain a constant presence in monitoring, evaluation, supervision, training. As we've seen, the actual physical presence of the CHE has contributed to improved performance of healthcare workers at the community level. So what is next? Of course, sustainability, always, as we all know, is integral to the success of a program in the future. This was built into the inherent nature of the program in that the transfer of responsibility to the community would be gradual. Increasingly, as I said, we're seeing financial responsibilities, those salaries for CHEs being taken over by local and district governments. But as I said here, we do want to encourage local governments to increasingly budget for additional support of the CHEs to even greater, or to spread, geographically expand the role of the CHEs. And of course, in the medium term, we're looking to share costs progressively, minimizing the role of plan financially. And just in expanding the package, of course, we want to incorporate other community-based interventions moving not only with CIMCI for the children, but as you can imagine, there are multiple opportunities here. And lastly, just to increasingly involve other sectors to mobilize these resources and further sustainability. Thank you for your attention.